Todd Talks.
One of my favorite books I've ever read was The Power of Intention by Dr. Wayne Dyer, one of my best teachers, my oldest teachers. Started studying with him years ago, you know, reading and then reading his books, seminars, the books. Oh boy, wonderful, wonderful stuff. And a lot of times, intention comes up in martial arts too. You know, the power of intention, especially in Tai Chi, you know, and Qigong, sort of intending your energy in one direction or another. It's very, very subtle, but it's very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. And, you know, although, you know, martial arts, we don't want to use it to hurt people, but I'm telling you, I've seen instances where, especially in judo too, that's the whole principle of intention, the power of intention, intending our weight shifting or using somebody's energy against them to sort of move it away from you. We're intending energy. But in the mind, the power of intention can be amazing, just amazing and beautiful. So I recommend looking up videos or books on the power of intention. And certainly I encourage you to read that by Wayne Dyer. It's one of his more important teachings. And he taught it quite a bit. And he taught how when we change our thoughts to be optimistic, more optimistic, our desires then manifest naturally, right? We're harmonious with source. And as he will talk a lot about this, but he'll always say things like how the universal force that created us is always expanding, right? The universe is always expanding. And your objective is to achieve harmony with that source. That's the objective here, right? So picture the universe is expanding and we're in harmony with that source. Thereby we regain the power of intention, because that's what the power of the universe has, right? It's intention. So what is it that keeps you from expanding to the mystical reality and the full vibrational spectrum, he'll ask? To expand your reality to match the expansiveness of the all-creating field of intention, which is like the universe, you have to peel away your old habits. That's the first step here, of peeling away your old habits of thought. So these habits, as you know, have pigeonholed us to a point where we allow labels to be attached to ourselves, right? Constant labels. And then these labels define us in many ways. Most of the labels, by the way, are from other people who need to describe what you are not, because they then feel safer predicting what can't be that which can be. Does that make sense? Like you'll hear things like, oh, he's never been an artistic person, or he's a clumsy person, or you're shy, or you know, you can't do public speaking. You've heard all these pronouncements for so long that you start to believe them, right? And these are labels that others put on to you, right? They become a habitual way of thinking about our abilities and our potentialities and stuff. It's terrible. And it requires a shift in our thinking so that we can let go of those habits and open ourselves up to the possibilities of greatness. That's the important. So you need to pay attention to yourself in ways that allow more expansion of the infinite possibilities that we're potentially capable of. We may decide, which is, I know I have for sure, that repairing an automobile or a car, right, and surfing in the ocean aren't what we enjoy doing, right? And that's okay. So leave those activities to others, right, if you don't enjoy doing that type of stuff. And those are examples. I actually happen to like automobile repair and surfing, but I'm just using those examples. They're not for everybody. So if they're not for you, leave them for others and use your genius, your personal unique genius, to engage in pursuits that please and attract you. That's the key. There's things that you love that you're going to attract. And then you expand your reality to the point where you pursue things like you love doing, things that you love doing and excelling in. Involve yourself in the high energy levels of things like optimism and trust and appreciation and respect and reverence and love and joy. And that means love for what you're doing, love for yourself and love for your genius, which allows you to immerse yourself in an activity that you love and enjoy the process of experiencing it fully. I think that's super, super critical, right? And then you start to make your intention your reality. I've always remembered this as being 10 steps for putting this power of attention to work, okay? To appreciate and express that genius I'm talking about within you and I, that's in all of us, right? So there are 10 steps. So step one would be declaring to yourself to be a genius. That's step one. And I've done podcasts on this. I've done videos on this too. All the different steps, because each step is worthy of its own discussion. But step one is declaring yourself to be a genius. Remind yourself that you're one of those masterpieces that emanated from the universal field of intention, the universe, right? You're part of that. So am I. Step two would be making a decision to listen more carefully to your inner insights, right? How often do we listen to our insights? The voice inside that knows, right? How often do we do that? They persist, but we need to listen. So that's step two. Step three would be taking constructive action towards implementing your inner intuitive inclinations, right? So it's one thing to listen to it, but step three would be taking constructive action. For example, writing and submitting a book outline, regardless of how you may have doubted yourself up till now, or recording a CD of yourself, reading poetry, or singing a song, right? Taking action and doing that, stuff that interests you. That's important, take action. Step four would be knowing that any and all thoughts that you have regarding your own skills and inclinations are valid. All of them. All right. So to reinforce the validity of your thoughts, keep them private. Try to keep them private. You don't have to tell everybody about this stuff, right? Tell yourself that they're between you and God. That's the important thing here is in step four, is that knowing they're all good. All these thoughts are good. Keep them between you and God and contemplate this for yourself. Okay. So step five would be reminding yourself that aligning with spiritual energy is how you'll find and convey the genius within you, right? Just you have to remind yourself of that, that aligning yourself with something greater than your ego is God, it's spirit. It's not necessarily religion, although, you know, I'll use that term loosely because some people believe in it and some don't. Different religions, right? Different beliefs. Some beliefs and some ways of life aren't religious at all. So that's why I say spiritual, because I respect everybody, everybody's belief to discuss or follow what they want. But I recommend highly some kind of spiritual practice. So shift your energy to harmonize. I can't even speak today. Shift your energy to more harmonizing vibrationally with this energy of source I'm talking about. Be an appreciator of life, a sort of gratitude, a lot of gratitude for life, and refuse to have thoughts of hatred and anger and judging people and stuff. So trust yourself as a piece of God and your genius will flourish, right? So I said there are 10 steps. I'm going to focus on those five, right? Because they're probably the more important things. I have other podcasts that cover all 10, but basically the five steps. It's easier to remember anyway. So what's step one? Remember, you're a genius. Step one is declaring you're a genius, that you have the same pieces that emanated from the universe. Step two was making a decision to listen more carefully to your inner insights. Step three was take action, step three. Step four was knowing that all of your thoughts are between you and God, that they're all valid, right? Step five is reminding yourself that aligning with spiritual energy is how you'll find and convey the genius within you, right? So reminding yourself of that and shifting your energy. Remember, vibrational energy to the energy of source. That'd be step five. So try to remember those five principles for the power of intention. And listen in, because there's a lot more I have to say about the power of intention. And remember, everything you intend, from your heart to your spirit to your heart to your mind, everything you intend inside and out affects your life in a major, major way. And it's very, very powerful. So if you, I challenge you to look at some of my YouTube clips, YouTube videos too on the martial arts practice and exercises I share, because a lot of that has to do with intention, you know, intending to get healthier and things like that. But the power of intention is very powerful stuff. So if you at least listen to this and focus on these five things to make your intention your reality, you'll start to notice a little bit of a shift. So try to give that a try today or this week or this month or this year. And remember, The Power of Intention, awesome, awesome book by Dr. Wayne Dyer. Thank you all, and God bless you all. I'm Todd. a lifetime artist and passionate creative professional with over 30 years of incredible experience. A wellness, martial arts, Zen, and spiritual teacher, imaginative entrepreneur, and honored husband, father, and grandfather. I'm driven to helping others achieve their personal, professional, and spiritual best. You can find me online at toddszen.com or mitchellcreativegroup.com. Thank you.